Alyssa Peterson is a meteorologist with Environment Canada, joins us on the line today. Alyssa, thank you very much for joining us. What are we expecting as far as winter weather is concerned? Is it going to be a mild one, snowy one, cold one? What's Mother Nature throwing at us?
Yeah, well, so this year is a little bit different than last year. So last year we started off very warm and pretty much didn't have normal snowfalls at all. We were pretty low for snowfall last year. This year is a little bit different. We're going into a weak La Nina, which for our area generally means colder than what normals will be and wetter than what normals would be. And that's exactly what our seasonal forecast is showing at this time.
A lot of people are probably going to say, oh no, we're going to get hit bruntly with winter. Is this going to be more of a relief anything than anything else because we're getting a more typical winter in 2024 heading into 2025?
Well, relief is really, it depends on which sector you're at. You know, for the people who like to spend time skiing or out in the wintertime, then it might be a bit of a relief because there's likely to be a bit more snow than we've had in the past couple of years. But if you're, you know, looking at not liking winter and you don't really want to spend time outside, then it might be a little bit more of a slog than we had last year.
I'm asking about the winter and the snow, the subsequent snow that we get because of the subsequent moisture that it could equal later on. I guess I'm going for that much of a relief. What do you think?
Well, so yeah. So if we do, you know, given the situation that we do get more than normal snowfall for the winter, I mean, every little bit helps. It'll help the dryness come spring. What we really need in this province, though, to really help agriculture and everything come spring, you know, our moisture table in the province, that's more a rainstorm and rain events that we get kind of May, June. Snowfall does add to that. And of course, having a lot more snow means there's a slower melt, which means potentially an ease into the spring wildfire season. If we have more snow, it takes longer to melt, and therefore there's more time you can have your green up in the spring. But when it comes to actual moisture in the water table for agriculture in the province, we really hope to get more precipitation in the springtime as opposed to winter.
The snow that is coming, is that meaning that we're getting extended periods of cold weather, or are temperatures, do you think, going to be around normal this winter?
So when we look at, like I said, when we look at La Nina events, yeah, we expect it to be generally cooler than what normal is and snowier. So the weather patterns that we expect to set up are going to be more of a kind of they form in the northwest and they move through Alberta northwest to southeast, which typically means snowier, but it also brings in a lot more of that colder Arctic air from the Northwest Territories into the province. So that's essentially what we're looking at, yeah, is to be cooler than normal as well.
I know you're looking forward to the winter. I, in a sense, am looking forward to the winter. The question is, do you think everybody is ready for the winter that we're going to get?
Well, right now, I'm not sure people are too ready for it. I mean, we've just come off of, you know, a pretty warm fall right across the province. We compared to what we had last year, it might be a little bit of a shock going back to this normal or potentially below normal for temperatures and snowfall, because last year we were pretty warm and pretty dry for much of the winter. So it's going to be quite a bit different this year.
That's a good point you bring up, the shock value. Because of the warm fall that we had, we're automatically plunging in temperatures. How is that going to hold up for everybody?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it's, you know, think about the situation where, you know, what even zero feels like right now compared to what zero feels like in April. You know, we've had temperatures, we've only dropped barely below zero pretty much for the entire month of November so far. We've only gone below zero maybe four or five times in Grand Prairie and Peace River. So looking at these temperatures for the next 2 weeks, we're looking at that minus 10 to minus 15 daytime highs. So it's a little bit of a shock for sure.
When in doubt, we just put a smile on our face, go outside and make snow angels, right?
Well, if you have the snow, absolutely, yeah.
Alisa Peterson is a meteorologist with Environment Canada. Alisa, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.